The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you content directly from MIT Sloan Management Review, a print and electronic publication that evaluates and reports on new management research and ideas. Corporate social responsibility has gone mainstream, but unless corporations communicate their CSR achievements wisely, they risk being accused of greenwashing. Communicating Corporate Social Responsibility to a Cynical Public, written by Laura Ilya, Stelio C. Zygliadopoulos, Stefania Romenti, Belen Rodriguez Canovas, and Almudena Gonzalez del Valle Brena. Excerpted here and read by Matt Robert Williams. File under Corporate Social Responsibility. Given that corporations are increasingly engaging in corporate social responsibility activities, it makes sense to communicate those achievements to stakeholders. However, given the general public's distrust of major corporations, it is not unreasonable for a corporation to fear that stakeholders will perceive attempts to communicate CSR achievements as greenwashing. Greenwashing, in its narrow sense, refers to the use of environmentalism or green credentials to suggest that a company's policies and products are environmentally friendly. More broadly, the terms describe public relations aimed at giving the false impression that a corporation is genuinely engaged in CSR. A key challenge for managers, then, is to minimize stakeholder skepticism and communicate CSR achievements without being accused of greenwashing. To better address this challenge, this article draws on a research project where we investigated the CSR communication practices of the largest 251 European corporations and conducted in-depth interviews with 69 managers handling CSR communications. Although our sample included only European corporations, which have been at the forefront of adopting CSR practices, we believe our findings have global relevance as dealing with CSR becomes increasingly important for corporations everywhere. Myths, risks, and lessons for communicating CSR. Our findings indicate that many beliefs about the risks associated with CSR communications are exaggerated, and that companies that communicate honestly about their activities have little to fear. In the following paragraphs, we discuss in more depth the myths and realities of CSR communications. 1. Don't be afraid of the media. Some managers we spoke with believe that media outlets are out to get companies and more interested in bad news than good. However, most managers felt this fear of the media is exaggerated and believe that while some media outlets are more critical than others, overall, the media are willing to report fairly on corporate CSR activities. Managers, therefore, should not be afraid to engage with the media and explain their company's positions and activities. 2. Don't underestimate the public. Given the complexities that often surround CSR activities, some managers were skeptical about whether corporations can effectively communicate CSR policies and activities. While these assumptions may have been true in the past, many managers have noted that there has been growing interest in CSR activities and performance in recent years, and they said they believe the public to be capable of understanding CSR-related actions and issues. 3. Address big issues head-on. When a company fails to address major problems head-on, it can compound the damage to the company's reputation. Most managers we spoke with said that companies in industries such as tobacco or big oil should not try to gloss over the controversial issues and present themselves as CSR champions. Instead, managers should address the big issues head-on. 4. Don't present a picture-perfect company. It is only natural for managers to want to share the good things about their company with the world. But stakeholders can be skeptical if everything seems too good to be true and interpret that as a sign that the company is hiding something. CSR activities should not be portrayed as the organization's sole purpose. 5. Control the conditions. Sometimes comments can be taken out of context because there is no opportunity to explain them, or because a company chose the wrong media outlet for a story. For example, a radio or TV show that does not allow time for participants to elaborate or put their actions in context might not be a good forum for communicating complex CSR issues. In addition, many managers we spoke with were skeptical about using social media, in particular blogs, to communicate CSR because of the risk of having to deal with critical responses. Managers should try to create conditions that allow them to place their CSR actions in context and to communicate appropriately with different audiences depending on their level of familiarity with CSR. 6. Use the whole organization. The idea that communicating a CSR agenda is the responsibility of only the communication or CSR department is a mistake. Stakeholders do not interact only with those departments, but with many different individuals and parts of the organization. It only takes a few people giving the wrong impression to undo the work of communication or CSR managers. Communicating CSR should be the job of the whole organization, not in the sense that managers from other departments should communicate with the media, but in the sense that the rest of the organization should set a visible example of what is being communicated. And 7. Do what you say. The managers we spoke with said they often see companies trying to cover up, greenwash, CSR deficiencies through CSR communications. And most agreed that this is not possible. No matter how effective or well-articulated a company's communication strategy is, it cannot make up for a lack of CSR. Before trying to communicate a business's CSR activities, it is crucial to ensure that its actions agree with the message. If the company has good CSR practices, they can be easily communicated. If not, the communication department cannot communicate what is not there. This segment is excerpted from Communicating Corporate Social Responsibility to a Cynical Public, written by Laura Ilya, Stelios C. Zygliadopoulos, Stefania Romenti, Belen Rodriguez Canovas, and Almudena Gonzalez del Valle Brena, which appeared in the spring 2013 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review. To read more or to get the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.